Hi, Scotty.
Chuck Drew. How you doing?
Welcome home to Chicago, pal.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be home.
I heard you're actually sitting, is it in your living room right now, or are you in your boxers in the bathroom in your home? Where are you right now?
No, I'm up here in our technically guest bedroom, but I convinced my wife to make it into a studio for me, so I'm in the studio.
No. See, no. Let's be honest here, Scotty. You said you're in the guest bedroom. You got kicked out of the bedroom last night. What happened?
Oh, man. Yeah, people ask, you know, what's one thing you didn't learn about marriage? It's like, I didn't know I'd get kicked in the back at 3 a.m. for snoring too loud, but, you know, That's what you learn, you know, 3 years into marriage.
See, this is the secret we didn't know, and then you're going to be in the pages of Us magazine where it's like stars. They're just like us.
Right, exactly.
Kicked out of the bed at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
So if you're home in North Carolina right now, Scotty McCurry, things we want to know about you. What's your favorite takeout order? Like, you and your wife say, hey, we're going to order out tonight. We're actually home in our favorite little spot. What's your favorite takeout order? What's your go-to?
We love to do like Asian food, so okay. You know, Thai food. There's a place, Haiku. I think it's Haiku. It's like the best hibachi food in the world. So we do that a lot. We do that a lot for takeout hibachi.
Is that the type of food, the type of place where they do the onion volcano on fire in front of you?
Yeah, if you're there, it's in front of you for sure. We love those kind of places.
Well, you sound really relaxed, and I think it's because you finally got all the new music out to the world. Same truck. How you feeling? Is it just this release of what you've been working on for so long, and now you get the reaction from all your fans?
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, we've been working on this thing for a minute now. And, you know, for us, a lot of time went into it. It takes a village. We wrote a lot of songs for this record. A lot of them were going to make it and then didn't make it. But we eventually landed on these 12 songs, and I'm super proud of it. I'm pumped.
Well, we have this game here that I play called Countryoke, where we play three quick clips from your favorite stars, and the caller, the listener, the player, they have to finish it. And you were on the board yesterday, and the person went three up, three down, so they pulled you off the board. They went into the Hall of Fame, and I said, well, you remember, you know, Scotty from American Idol. And they said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
And I thought that was really cool because it's a demonstration that you and I might think, well, Scotty was on American Idol and he's had this huge, long career. We're so excited. But you've got new fans coming left and right every day, Scotty.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, man. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do in life was sing country music, be on country radio. And yeah, not the TV show is great, but this is I'm having more fun now than I think I've ever had in my career. So that's cool to hear.
Speaking about television, we want to know your favorite childhood TV show. This is the one that you either woke up early Saturday morning for, or you were in front of the TV on Wednesday night with your parents always watching this show.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the one that I just remember watching more than any would be Full House. I feel like that was always on when I was a kid, whether going to school, coming home from school.
Yeah.
Full House is it.
What's your favorite cuss word that's not a cuss word?
Favorite, probably, is it, I say dadgummit a lot.
You do not. Do you really?
You know, dadgummit. I think that's like a North Carolina Southern, I don't know, it sounds ridiculous, but dadgummit is something that I'll throw out there.
Is that something like the Midwest where we go, oop? Like, I forgot to turn in that report to my boss, oop?
It's probably something a lot like that. That's great.
What's the one thing that you always have in your fridge, no matter the time of year, it's a constant in your house, the one item in your fridge?
One item in our fridge. Cheese. My wife loves Parmesan cheese, mac and cheese, anything with cheese. Yeah, got to have that stock. If there's no cheese, she's not happy. And happy wife is happy life.
Yes, so, it is. Yes, I know that very well. Well, that just means you got to get back to Chicago soon, because just north of us, beyond the cheddar curtain, is all about the cheese curds in Wisconsin. And I mean,
yeah,
we'll go over the border just to grab some and then come back home.
Oh, man, she would love that. I would love that. So we need to make that happen soon.
Okay, I'm going to mark this down. The next time we see each other, I'm going to have a bag of cheese curds for you, all right?
Oh, boy. All right. I'll see you next week.
Next week. It's if Scotty said it, he said it on the radio. It's supposed to happen. Well, we love you, pal. We've loved you since the very beginning. You are a very unique person, and we love your personality and just the joy that you bring through your country music to so many people. And we're just happy to get to talk to you today.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Drew. Always good to catch up with you, and hope to see y'all up there soon.
All right. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir, man. You too.
See you, pal.
All right. Bye.